alla fine ma cosa bella, ma cosa bella è unga unga la castoma di piango, la castoma di piango
zica citica musa vimperera qua.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon with Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio. 4 cases of monkeypox confirmed in Mukushi district. Government aged to provide a sanitary towels in schools to help reduce absenteeism among girls. In African news, Ugandan military helicopter crashes at Somalia airport, officials say. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Health authorities in Mukushi district have confirmed 4 cases of monkeypox, while another 4 suspected cases are currently under observation. The confirmed cases involve 2 individuals from Mulundu, 1 from Itala, Muzanyama, and 1 from the Tazara area. Samples from the suspected cases have been sent to Lusaka for laboratory analysis. District Health Director Dr. Kelvin Singala revealed that the suspected cases include 2 individuals from Itala who were attended to at Chibefwe Clinic, while the other 2 are from Mwitwa area and were registered at Kasala Makanga Health Post.
As we know, there is this mpox disease that is with us in Mukushi. So far, we have 4 cases that we are experiencing as a district. And therefore, at this particular time, what is very important is for us to enhance preventive measures. Now, how do we prevent this disease? Number one, we are encouraging people to frequently hand wash. Frequently wash their hands, number one. Number two, we are discouraging handshakes, hugging, and also that when you are with this person who has this condition, you are supposed to be in a mask so that you don't get this disease. The one that is breastfeeding, the mother, the condition is not yet confirmed. We have just sent a sample, but they have these rashes on their body that are similar to mpox. We are waiting for the results. So this could be maybe day 4.
Meanwhile, market committees at Itala and Newmarket have stepped up sensitization efforts to raise awareness on monkeypox prevention. Market chairpersons Tom Masichela and Kennedy Lunda respectively say that traders are being educated on hygiene practices and early symptom recognition.
So what we do from now, I'll go straight to the Chirefwe clinic and take the megaphone so that I'll go and sensitize them again. There were groups that have been from Salu, but I'm going to sensitize the people who are going to be kuichingirira kuringana na sipa chipepa kaya kusamba kumaboko uchitafinshi ni kuitala kulia
uwa mtu adhiwe wa kutila wafile wa kwa tami nishema paketi wale samba kuminwe and na mashops monsef wale wafile wale kuma paketi and wale kwa tana anso ya kubwa samba kumino guno guino and then kutuwa hiyo wa kutila wafile wale impia wale shivika fuma vele wala kama vele shachan they have to look something like a plastic when they put some na mwine yeah so that me waikata sana ndala mabasa basi basafa kumina and then
a female adult of unknown age has died in a hit and run accident in Chipata district in Eastern Province. The pedestrian died on the spot after sustaining fatal head injuries. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba confirmed that the accident happened yesterday at around 21 hours along the Great East Road. He explained that the accident happened when the driver near the lane, thereby hitting the pedestrian who was off the left side of the road and died on the spot. Mr. Mwemba added that the victim was equally moving in the same direction. He disclosed that the body of the deceased is lying in Chipata Central Hospital, awaiting postmortem and identification. Residents of Chibolia compound in Mufurila district have expressed concern over the increasing threat of electric cables in their area, particularly during load shedding at night. According to Mary Mambwe, a local resident, the persistent power outages resulting from these thefts are severely impacting their livelihoods. And Ms. Joyce Musenge, another concerned resident, is calling for increased neighborhood patrols to deter suspicious nighttime activity that often precedes these thefts. Some pupils at Kamwala Primary School in Lusaka have called on the government and relevant authorities to provide sanitary towels in schools to help reduce absenteeism among girls during their menstrual periods. The pupils say many of their friends are forced to miss school due to the lack of access to sanitary towels, with some unable to afford them. A Kombon Radio News crew caught up with Blessings Chisanga, a pupil from Kamwala Secondary School, who appealed to the government to step in and provide sanitary pads for learners in need.
My school, they don't provide sanitary pads for the pupils. And sometimes to find that in my class there are some pupils when they are attending, they don't come for school because they lack sanitary pads. So they stay at home till the day they finish and then they come at school. They should be coming at the school, they provide pads for them so that...
Meanwhile, Elizabeth Tembo, a pupil from Lotus Primary School, stated that Waha School does provide sanitary towels, but it only happens once a year. She has since called on the government and other stakeholders to help ensure that pads are supplied monthly so that no female pupil misses school due to menstruation.
My name is Elizabeth Tembo from Lotus Secondary. We have a program at my school that talks about girls' sanitary health, and pads are offered once a year. And then as for girls who start having their periods at school, they're given 2 pads to use so that they can continue the day and find themselves pads.
And the National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACAZ, has also expressed concern over continued reports of girls missing school because of their periods. In an exclusive interview with Common Radio News, NACAZ Executive Director Dr. Aaron Chansa emphasized the urgent need for the Minister of Education and other stakeholders to not only provide sanitary towels, but also intensify awareness campaigns around menstrual hygiene. Dr. Chansa says Zambia cannot afford to let female pupils remain behind in their studies due to a lack of menstrual health support, as it